Hello and welcome to Experience the Difference, the podcast series from the European Customer Experience Organisation. My name is Christopher Brooks and I'll be your host for this series, a series in which we're going to meet some truly inspirational characters from the world of customer experience. We will be spanning the globe, recognising the importance of diversity and inclusion and cultural difference in customer experience. Today, we're joined by a very special individual in the world of customer experience, Ladislao Battaglia. Now, Ladislao, welcome to the European Customer Experience Organization's podcast.
Hello, Christopher. So nice to be here. Thank you for the invitation. I'm very proud and very honored to accept and to be here with you in today's podcast.
No, thank you. I mean, we're starting out here. This is a new thing we're doing. And we wanted to connect up with some very special individuals who we felt could really add a different sort of narrative, a different conversation to what's happening out there at the moment. You're someone who's covered many, many different areas. Now, there are some of us in the industry who are well versed on what you've been up to. But I'm sure there's others out there who, sadly, it'll be the first time they've come across your name. So let's enlighten them. If you wouldn't mind giving an introduction to yourself and your journey and where you fit into the world of customer experience.
Okay, I'm glad to do so. So thank you once again, Christopher. So I'm Portuguese, but I'm a global citizen. Even from my family perspective, I was born in Mozambique. My mother, she's from Goa, India. So we have been around for a long time in different countries, and I work in some different countries and continents in the last year. So I'm working in this industry for 20 years, more than 20 years now. So that means my entry door was the contact centers and call centers industry. That itself changed throughout the time. It started with one channel and people calling, and we were there supporting these interactions between one guy and one agent that was supporting a customer or someone that was trying to reach a service for any reason. And then evolved through the times as we are now, as the omni-channel and all these very complex experiences that we handle today. So from my side, I've been working in this industry from the contact centers and customer experience for more than 20 years. In some half of it, I worked in companies like telecom companies in Portugal, Brazil, Egypt, United Arab Emirates. On the other hand, I worked as a BPO. So providing services to companies that supporting and helping their customers on their behalf. So companies like Teleperformance in Europe or like Leak Contacts in Brazil. That means that I always had two perspectives. What always puts this together is this willingness from everyone, either if it is an operation that is run by a client or if it is, or if I was on the BPO side, the willingness of all these people is to support one interaction, that is a customer and the organization interaction.
So that's the common denominator throughout all of it. Kind of when you boil it down, it's about that interaction between the company and the customer. So when you're working with organizations, you've mentioned things like contact center and the like there. Are there particular functions in that organization where you feel the work you do gets greater impact?
Now, these days, the contact center became itself a very important piece in the customer journey. So from even this piece in the middle where the experience is, either if it is automated or if it is with a human agent, what you extract from this experience helps the company to understand better what comes first and what comes before and what comes after. What you bring from the moment the customer deals with your organization to the customer care, enlightens what you should do there, and also helps you to understand how to retain your clients and how to retain your customers, how to make them happy and to stay with you. So the moment this happens, people like me that started our careers in the contact centers, our job started to be across the organization. That was a big challenge for us because people also from the contact center industry are very used to be closed on themselves. Now we are all called to be part of the organization transformation. So when we don't play this role, either on our fault or because the companies are not calling us to be part of this transformation, the impact comes to the customer. So the customer feels on his flesh and bone the impact of this non-alignment between the call center and the customer care with the customer journey and therefore the customer experience.
The topic of real interest, and this is one that comes up often in the ECXO debating groups, is that of digitalization and the pursuit of digitalization at all costs, which I mean the impact it has on humans, you know, the impact it has on the human interactions with customers and the impact it has on the humans it's often displacing. Now, I know this is a topic you're very passionate about. So how do you frame this one? I mean, you must come up against this a lot.
Yeah, and I'm not one of those 1 or 0 or for or against, because I'm a big fan of technology, even because my education is in engineering. So I'm very fan of, I'm very keen of processes, organization, technology altogether. I think that the automation, transformation, digital comes to help us, starting for the people that work in the organization. So if something that is repetitive or difficult to find, a machine can do it better and faster and with no mistakes, so that's very good. So I think that we should praise it and we should embrace it and on board. So, but on the other hand, we can never forget that you cannot replace a relationship. You cannot replace the human touch. So combining this is where is the challenge? Because what happened or what's happening in the last years is even accelerated by the pandemic, people and their organizations start investing a lot in the digital transformation, but was very driven by the technology and not by the people and the processes, the people that handle the relationship with the customer. So what happened is the companies invested a lot of money and a lot of efforts through these programs to go digital and to transform. And then at the end of the day, you push the companies, they push their customers to these digital channels. Some of the literacy is not in place yet. Some of the developments, they are not mature enough yet. So that means that some of the customers, they don't even can reach an agent. They even cannot fulfill the reason why they are calling, that makes them feel very frustrated. So at the end of the day, what happened was now you have a lot of digital interactions, but your satisfaction, that is a very important point for the companies to measure the KPIs about the NPS, about the CSAT, all these satisfaction KPIs start coming down. And that was an alarm for organizations. So you are investing a lot of money and your CSAT, instead of going up, is coming down, because a big part or the biggest chunk of your operation or your interactions, they are dealt with the digital, that on the other hand, the customers, they are not evaluating that positively like they do with humans. When you do the final consolidation of this, the results are getting worse. So this is the challenge. So this is what's happening and this is the challenge today. So I'm not against, or I'm not 100% for humans, because I believe that digital comes to help us. I believe that digital keep evolving very fast. But while that is happening, we have to come on board with the people that deal with people to improve this learning, to be in place if for any reason something doesn't go right, to have someone that can talk and then can explain, that can understand the emotions behind a conversation. And that's only possible for now with human interaction. So yeah, both are important, but we are still very far from reaching the right balance.
Yeah. And I think this is a key point, isn't it? That a digital solution, when it's kind of brought in, is often thought to be fit for purpose and ready. Whereas it's a long way off that. And okay, that human interactive approach is a high touch engagement. It's expensive. It is invariably inconsistent, but it has an amazing ability that it can manage in the moment that relationship. And it has the choice to make it better or make it worse all the way through. It's dynamic like that. When you put it like that, that is a very complicated dilemma, isn't it? To be able to get right.
Yeah. And you know what, Christopher? To make it more complicated is we have these concepts. Everyone agrees on this concept. So, okay, let's go digital. The digital will take the most simple tasks and we'll keep the human to do the more complicated and the more challenging one. But organizations, not all the time, they take care of their people. I have digital, but if something goes wrong, I have these humans that are very well trained and they are here just to take the very difficult situation. What happens is you don't give to these people the right tools. So people, they are there to support the most complicated cases and to bring the emotional part to understand the customer. But these guys, sometimes they work with bad systems. They work with not user-friendly support systems. The customers, they are unsatisfied. They reach the agent that should be oriented and should be free to support the customer and to understand the emotional. But this guy itself doesn't have the right tools. He's sometimes this guy itself is under a lot of pressure from the organization, and he even thinks that his job is about to finish, or his job is only about bad things. So companies can do this, the balance, can bring human together with digital, but they have to take care of the agents. And employee engagement is as much important as all that is related with the customer. The customer experience, the customer engagement should be arms from the same body and completely balanced. Otherwise, you are driving your customers to someone that itself, the guy is not happy. So how do you expect someone that is not happy delivering a good experience to someone that is also unsatisfied with the service that is being provided? So that is being provided to him. So this is the point, you know, that makes me very involved, because I want technology, I want people, but I want balances. And I want, so that's why more than customer-centric or employee-centric, if I have to define myself, I'm a people-centric. So everything I do in the customer experience is also mirrored in the employee experience. So because all of this is about the people experience, so it's a people-centric activities.
That is a layer of maturity that you very rarely hear versed. The point you just landed on there, Ladislao, I mean, you're right. If you give the humans the more complicated challenges, the ones that don't actually have an answer often, the individuals are dealing with complexity, probably higher level of complaints. They're dealing with uncertainty. And then you're saying, just get on with it. You need that. That's where that employee engagement comes in, to say, we have to treat these individuals, look after their well-being, because they're every day dealing with things they can't resolve. That's not good for the human spirit. But actually, the way that you versed it there, I think it's probably the first time I've heard it put across like that, in terms of the importance of managing the human relationship alongside the digital relationship. And I think when you bring a point like that in, you realize it requires expertise and specialism, you know, in areas that typically wouldn't be associated with customer experience. So it's the sort of thing that if I was embarking upon a digital change program, you need to be there at the start voicing these things, because otherwise these are going to be consequences of what you have to deal with. And do you feel, I mean, let's talk about some of the geographies you work in. Are there some geographies where you think this conversation point is more mature and we are having it more often, or is it relatively new everywhere?
I think, to be honest, and putting together Europe, Middle East, some of the Asia, and also Brazil, I think this is brand new for everyone. So because sometimes you have some cultural differences, but the technology is the same and is provided the same, and the customer needs, they are the same. So when I work in a bank or a telecom or something here in UAE, I face the same challenges, and the solutions are quite the same like they are in Brazil or like in Portugal or in Spain or France. That's why when we went to this situation with the pandemic, the answer was the same worldwide. Sure. So everybody used the same solutions, and everyone, even without talking to each other, the needs, they were the same, and the solutions, they are very close from the customer experience perspective, independently then of legal situations, of there is some laws and restrictions or some specific things about culture, about regulation that change from one country to the other. But the experience of people interacting with the companies is quite the same. It's quite uniform. It's quite the same globally.
And I think this was one of the unifying points around the ECXO was that actually the outcomes that are sought, the principles are the same for customer experience or customer centricity within the organization. But actually there's many of the external factors, such as regulation, such as culture, which actually have a bearing. What's your view? Do you think the one size fits all solution kind of global approach is that outdated? Do we have to adapt and be more respectful of the different cultures and be more diverse in our approach now with customer centricity? Yeah,
that's the importance of organizations like ECXO, mm-hmm. that they bring you. Because we live in a matricial, today everything is matricial. So that means that, for example, you can have a global view or you can have some practices, but even that these days is difficult to have benchmarks and companies because of the different investments and they were in different stages. You know that what you want to reach, but the ways you took, they are sometimes different. So that means that you can have a global approach. You can share some global best practices, but the local and the cultural also influences. And you know, sometimes there are even some cross industry situations that come to the surface. Like for example, I can be running insurance operation in Portugal, and what fits better as a benchmark can be a renewable industry support in Northern Europe or even in Beijing.
Yeah.
So that means that even you have situations that you can compare and find your inspiration or find something that fulfills your needs when you are designing and you are improved and then you need to improve your customer experience. Sometimes not the best example is not only not in your region, is not sometimes not in, even in your industry. So that's mm-hmm. important. Mm-hmm. Why you should have the both global access, yep. but at the same time be able to cross practices or to understand and to interact with other organizations that are out of your region, out of your culture, and even out of your industry.
You need to be very inclusive of a much wider pool of insights and inspiration ideas, but you have to be extremely conscious of the local environment. When you just think about the skills involved in that then, Ladislav, because you know you have big thinkers, you have micro thinkers. What we're talking here is about living in both paradigms. So you've got to live globally, you've got to deliver locally. It is quite a skill set to develop or to understand.
That goes for marketing, that can go for IT, that can go for support, that can go for commercial. So you always have to, like you said, to be in both paradigms.
As individuals, we can't trawl the world virtually, let alone in real time, to capture these insights and information. So is one of the values to actually have a community of individuals who are living and breathing this, and kind of share each other's experience in the pursuit of progress and success for others.
Christopher, I couldn't agree more with you, because if you are from outside, you say, okay, what these guys do? They all work in customer experience. This is the same for a long time. What comes new in customer experience? Customer experience is just concept, or it's just a word, or just a combination of two words. But then when you come inside and you start discussing people that are involved and they are passionate about the customer experience and whatever in industry it is or in location it is or something completely different, when we start talking, we always learn something, and through sharing, we always say, okay, I was not expecting, but from this talk, I'm taking a lot of insights and even changing some of my perspectives, the way I was thinking about a certain point. If you don't close your mind and you are open, discuss, sometimes you bring ideas or you bring concepts or you even throw away something that you are doing at that right moment. So that makes everybody evolve. When we share and when we are inside these organizations and we share, even being very different people from there, very different countries with different backgrounds, when we share, because our purpose is to deliver the best service and to be focused on the customer, at the end of the day, we are customers. So the best service that we deliver, the best experience can come from the ideas. They are not, they don't have a right or wrong ownership. Ideas are ideas, and sharing ideas makes the world and makes this customer experience world evolve. So it's very important to have these moments and these organizations and these people that have the time and have the will to sit together. And even if it is for 10 minutes to discuss, to share, that's amazing. That's an amazing experience.
That's such a positive and I think quite advanced way of thinking of it, you know, kind of come with the intention of sharing, but also come with an open mind so that you have the capacity to adapt and change. With the right sort of community, you're getting inputs there that, as you say, you kind of go, oh, that's made me think differently to the way I've always thought, but I'm open to that and I'm prepared to change, and I think I can add value to others. This has been a bit of a canter through some topics. I think you've landed the main one we spoke about, which is kind of that balance of human and digital interaction, is one that I think many people listening to this will go away and start to question how they're doing things at the moment. So they know where to find you if that's a point they want to hear more about. And I'm sure you've got so many good, bad, and indifferent examples you can share with them to help.
I'm very easy to find. Even my name is an uncommon name. So I'm very easy to find through any social network. Another point is we change today our ecosystems. They are collaboration. They are based on collaboration. You can be my competitor today, but in the next project, or in the next challenge, you will be my partner. So if you're not open to share and to discuss, you will be sent away of the decisions and to be part of the world that is changing and you want to be part of it. So people, when they don't collaborate and they don't share, they are putting themselves out of the game without knowing. So because I want to be part of the game, I'm always open to share and always open to talk.
Well, that's what makes you such a valued member of something like the European Customer Experience Organization. You've got this capacity for sharing, this willingness to be open and learn. It's just wonderful. And I think you're a personification of the modern customer experience consultant. So, look, we hoped we'd get some good quality guests on the show, and you've set the benchmark very, very high. So thank you so much for accepting our invitation. We wish you all the best in what you do and look forward to seeing you at future meetings and engagements within the ECXO.
We will, for sure. Thank you so much, Christopher, for this